Thomas C. McKnight Jr. I'm continuing the dictation on John Welton, W-E-L-T-O-N. It is addressed to his insurance is Blue Cross. It's addressed to Dr. Brian G. First, F-U-R-S-T, M-D, at Mission Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137, 530-894-0500, fax 530-345-2532. The clinical indication is history of memory loss with cognitive decline. New paragraph. Mr. Welton is an 85-year-old former patient of Dr. Natick. Presenting with urinary frequency, coughing, snoring, two glasses of wine per night, normal head CT for age, with a clinical history of coronary artery disease on Benzapril and Lipitor. He has completed colon cancer screening. New paragraph. He presented taking ranolazine, 500 milligrams, 2 times per day, multiple vitamins, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, vitamin D3, a baby aspirin, fish oil, glucosamine, chondroitin, vitamin B12, and nitroglyceride tablets. New paragraph. He completed laboratory testing for Alzheimer's risk factors showing no unusual findings in his biomarker studies. With an otherwise unremarkable dementia profile. New paragraph, lipoprotein analysis showed no elevated risk factors or risk values. General laboratory and biochemical testing showed unmeasurable vitamin B3 levels, low vitamin B5 levels, and unmeasurable chromium levels. one Alzheimer's biomarker, the beta amyloid 42-40 ratio was abnormal. He gave one history of COVID exposure, but no history of spells. New paragraph. His neurological examination shows no inducible neuromuscular stiffness or tremor and reasonable age-related flexibility and ambulation. New paragraph. He has not completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires yet. New paragraph. In consideration of his presentation and showing evidence for a subphysiologic TSH, further laboratory testing will be accomplished for thyroid function. New paragraph. I am referring him for high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative MR imaging of the brain prior to consideration for referral for amyloid PET CT Alzheimer's imaging. New paragraph. He will return with the results of the NIH testing as we refer him for routine and ambulatory diagnostic electroencephalograms. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when we have those values and he is seen again.